Sponsor applications can be downloaded online. That is this Saturday. The executive director of Ecumenical Ministries tells us you can still sign up your team. Just call their office, please, at 928-3430 for Ecumenical Ministries. If you want to learn more, her interview is posted on the website, as we do all of our interviews. It is now 8:24 and 41 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Your spot is the second Wednesday of the month, generally following the second Tuesday, and Coffee with a Cop.
Did you have
that yesterday?
Yes, we did have Coffee with a Cop yesterday. I was unable to make it due to a scheduling conflict, but Lieutenant Nolte was there, and Lieutenant Hall, and they ran the meeting. And so some of the highlights, I think the main highlight of that meeting yesterday, they did talk about a scam that's going around. Most people have probably received some text messages, maybe asking you to open up another link. So I'm just going to advise everybody that if you receive something that you're not familiar with, you know, if it, I've received several. It's like
I love to take opinion surveys, and I almost fell for it to take a survey.
Yes, surveys, UPS, anything that may be coming through the mail, they'll tell you, hey, your package has been delayed. Click on this link.
Right.
So just, you know, if you haven't ordered anything, but even if you have, just be careful about opening those links that are coming in on text messages. I probably get 10 or 15 of them a day, and I'm like, I haven't ordered anything, or mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with this, and so I just don't open it. I just delete it.
Okay, and do you block the number?
Well, that's another thing. When you block one number, all they're going to do is come back with a different
one. That's what we've seen.
Yes, and so they have multiple numbers that are coming from everywhere. So blocking it, you can try to block it, but you'll wind up blocking just about,
okay,
you know, 10 or 15 numbers
okay.
a day.
So scams, and then usually at the Coffee with the Cop, traffic. People talk about speeding or traffic.
That was the main thing yesterday, that we had a few new people that came into the meeting, which was nice to see. The participants that are coming to Coffee with a Cop are growing each month. So traffic is a major issue. Speeding. Everybody has got speeding on their streets. It is everywhere, and we are aware of it. And we're, you know, our command staff is working to try to combat that. Put together a plan. You know, what can we do to help slow people down? We do have some of the new electronic speed signs that tell you that flash,
mm-hmm.
that tell you how fast you're going. We just ordered 5 of those, and we're waiting for those to come in. So we'll be able to put those around town to capture more data that's coming, you know, when they'll be portable. They won't be stationary. So we can put them on different streets, and that'll give us the opportunity to pull more data at one time to see where we need to put our enforcement.
Mm-hmm. It's a good reminder when you see that. It's like, oh, I didn't realize I was going that fast.
It reminds me every time I see it. the one that catches me on Main Street, you know, coming into to Daphne,
right
there. So, you know, it's always, it's flashing up there to let you know how fast you're going.
And then sometimes citizens may go to a committee or contact you or go to the traffic committee, and where they can actually look into a speed bump or speed calming device,
yes.
or solution.
And the numbers are growing in that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot more complaints in specific areas for the traffic and pedestrian committee meetings.
Right. Okay. Also, before we get into our stats, which are very interesting, y'all will be a part of the State of the City Expo, which is tomorrow night.
Correct. It'll be at the Civic Center,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow night from 5 to 7. And I don't believe we had one last year. I think due to COVID and everything.
Right.
It
was
it was difficult to, mm-hmm. to try to get that many people in one place and be safe about it. But this year, again, we're each division or each division within the city is going to have their own table set up where they can, you know, show off what they do for the city with information, kind of a meet and greet. You know, people can come in and kind of express some of their concerns, or just, it's just highlights of the city of what, yes, you know, what, yes, we're doing.
And I've seen the departments get a bit competitive, bring in mannequins and all kind of things to make it fun. So I've been, yes, encouraging people to bring their kids.
Yes. So we, that we're they trying can, to be more interactive.
Exactly. And so that is tomorrow night, Fairhope Civic Center, 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. State of the City Expo. 5:30 to 7:30, yes.
But it's a drop-in.
Yes.
During that time. But you want to be there at 6 for the mayor's brief address.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of information at that at that meeting.
Okay. Also, we are looking forward to Mardi Gras and other special events, mm-hmm, that y'all are preparing for.
Yes, we are getting ready right now, putting together all of our plans for safety, public safety for Mardi Gras. And we have those three parades, so we've been working on that. And then shortly after that, we're going to have arts and crafts. So we've got a busy February and March.
How does the street closures work? Because I know it's the parade route, but it's also some streets maybe surrounding the routes, too.
We usually go out a block.
Okay.
Okay, from the actual route.
I see.
And we'll post all of that on our Facebook. We'll, mm-hmm, have a map, and it'll show, you know, parking, where our parking will be, handicap parking, parking in general, and then where the streets are actually going to be blocked off.
Okay. And while y'all are monitoring the Church Street infrastructure project, it will be paused, streets will be paved, and the show will go on.
Absolutely.
For all of the Mardi Gras parades and Arts and Crafts Festival, which... Arts and Crafts Festival is the third weekend in March, by the way. And our first Mardi Gras parade is not this Saturday, but next, the 19th, when,
yes,
we have two. The Dog Parade at 3, and then the KOERs that night.
That's correct. That'll be our kickoff.
Very good. All right. And I guess we'll get to the call stats. It's interesting to see how busy our Fairhope Police Department is on a monthly basis.
Yes. And we're right on schedule in terms of our average call volume. We had a total of 1,822 calls for service in the month of January. We had 211 reports, 83 arrests, and of those arrests, we had 109 charges. So I'll just kind of break it down into what we dealt with in the month of January. So these are the reports that we actually took. Some resulted in arrest, some did not. So this is just the reports, and some of these may still be under investigation.
Okay.
So we had 9 harassments, 16 domestic violence, 19 thefts, 18 fraud identity theft reports, 5 criminal mischief, 16 drugs, 7 public intoxication. We have 43 failure to appear in court. Again, that's our warrants. And, you know, I had a question about that, and I'll just kind of pause for a minute. Someone had made a comment about why we had so many of those. And over the last 2 years, we've kind of had to put, because of COVID,
mm-hmm,
things, you know, court dates have been pushed back, court dates have changed, and people may not have shown up for court. So that's why a lot of the reason these numbers, as far as our warrants, are a little higher than they normally would be.
Okay.
So we've seen an increase just mainly in the last couple of years, and it's due to COVID.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
Disorderly conduct, we had 2 reports, 7 DUIs, 4 leaving the scene of an accident, 1 trespassing. We had 4 vehicle burglaries, and again, those were unlocked. 2 residential burglaries with force. We had 3 non-residential burglaries with force, 5 sex offenses, 3 minor in possession of alcohol, 1 ignition interlock, 1 weapons violation, 2 aggravated assault, 2 simple assaults, 1 reckless endangerment, 3 child abuse, 3 stalking, 3 counterfeiting, 1 obscene communications, 1 financial exploitation of the elderly, and 6 shoplifting reports.
And these are reports received.
That's correct. These are reports received. Now I'm going to go over the arrests that we made.
Okay, all right.
And these are the highlighted arrests. We had 11 domestic violence arrests, 17 drug arrests, 7 public intoxication, 43 failure to appear in court, 7 DUIs, 2 thefts, 9 shoplifting, 2 assaults, 1 weapons violation, 2 disorderly conduct, 2 criminal mischief, 1 attempt to elude, one trespassing, and one lewd act. So, again, we're back to 1,822 calls for service.
Okay. You mentioned five sexual something, and I wasn't familiar with that term, and then was there an arrest?
Let me see.
On that sheet from January, so I was curious.
I said five sex offenses.
Sex offenses.
Yes, and that could just be in general from, it can range different, we've got several different
categories.
Yes, it could be from a rape, it could be from a sodomy, it could be, there's different classifications of what that could actually be.
Were any of them a rape arrest?
No, we have not had. Now, those are just reports, so that means that those are still under investigation.
Okay. So it could have been a rape report.
It could have been, but right now what we're doing is we're investigating those. So once an arrest is made, then they will show up on our arrest side.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a large number, but it's about average.
It's about average.
And
about 18. We between 1,800 and 2,000 calls a month is about average for us.
And you feel comfortable with that volume versus the force and the personnel that you have available?
Absolutely. We're still hiring.
Okay, tell us about
that.
We
do. We've got some positions in patrol. We've got part-time positions and full-time positions in our corrections and our dispatch center. You can apply, or if you know someone who's interested, please apply through the City of Fairhope, fairhopeal.gov, and you go to the Human Resource tab, click on it. It'll show you all of the jobs within the city that are available to apply for.
You have corrections officers, dispatchers, and police officers.
And police officers. Okay. Yes, we're hiring in all divisions right now.
Very good. I'm scrolling through the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page to remind me of anything that I wanted to ask you. Back in late January, there was a report of a child being hit by a vehicle on Twin Beach Road. Do you remember how that was resolved? Did they find the driver, and was it called a hit and run, and what happened to the kid?
From the information that I have, we have not been able to get any suspect information, so there's not been an arrest, so it's still under investigation.
Okay.
We are still trying to get information, or, you know, if anybody had any information or has any information, we ask them to call the Fairhope Police Department. But that one has not been solved yet. The child has recovered and is doing fine.
That's good.
So, but no, that one has not been solved yet. So we're still looking for information in terms of making arrest.
What about making arrest with the airsoft pellet and hydrogel gun shootings that have been reported around Fairhope as well as Daphne, where we presume teenagers are just shooting at people randomly?
And that, when we put that out, we wanted to bring awareness not only to what can happen to the juveniles that are involved, what can happen to them, but to make the parents aware of what's actually going on. So, you know, be on the, you know, if your child has these, I'm not saying that they're involved, but it's possible, because we're dealing with high school age kids that are doing this, and they're going around, you know, in the public, and I think mainly they're after one another, but the general public's getting, they're being victimized.
Kind of like a paintball game or something.
Exactly.
But
and
these things aren't like our old BB guns when we were kids. These can hurt somebody.
The BB gun too could. You know what I'm saying? These, and they're airsoft. They're, you know, like little small plastic pellets. So yes, they're hurt. Even the splat guns, even those paintball guns can hurt.
Okay.
So, but we wanted to put that out because we knew that Daphne was having a problem. We had heard
Fairhope has too.
We were having issues here. So we wanted to put that information out to say, hey, you know, this is what you're going to be facing, or you could face, if you get caught doing this.
And that is.
And then, depending on the injury, I mean, they could be charged with assault, you know, criminal mischief. There's several different things. I mean, it just depends on the level of, you know, what the circumstance involved in it. Yeah. So,
but you haven't caught any of them yet. Just had some reports.
We've had some teenagers.
Some reports. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Oh, y'all made an arrest with a guy that set several fires.
Yeah, that's going to be a multi-jurisdictional
arrest.
But yes, he had started some brush fires.
34-year-old James Ernest Murray of Kentucky was charged with arson, second degree. Apparently, he just started several and then stayed to watch.
Yeah. And then, you know, there were several in the county's jurisdiction as well that he was involved in.
Wow.
I think there might have been a total of either four or five that night.
Okay.
And he was spotted at just about every scene by someone who was able to identify his vehicle.
Anything else that you want to talk about before we run out of time?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chief Hollinghead, the Fairhope Police Department update, our monthly update on community contact, the second Wednesday of each month. And we want to invite everybody to come to the Coffee with the Cop on the second Tuesday. Still at 9 a.m. at the Nick Center?
It is 9 a.m. at the Nick Center. Correct.
So it's an ongoing event that you may or may not hear about, but just know that you're always invited. The public is.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.